pain. Let's see, y'all, this is my first Q&A. I think this is right. Maybe someone, oh, here we go, 18 participants. Okay, y'all. So I'm just gonna chit chat for a little bit while you guys come in. My name is Judith Bender and I am the newest coach from OBS. I like to think that I was Corinne's birthday present. Corinne hired me on her birthday and that's special to me. So I apologize for the gum. I have a little bit of dry mouth. I have anxiety and chewing gum is helpful. So I will try not to smack. I may just step out of screen here for a second before we get going. But I don't have the gum anymore. Okay. So, hey, Susan. Y'all, thanks for chatting with me. So I've lost 80 pounds. And we're going to talk about In the Life of Old Shitty. And if you're playing the drinking game, this might be a time to, like, jump in. You can get your water in if you haven't gotten it in yet today. So, starting with old shitty, I thought I would go over a few vocabulary words. And please remember, if you guys have some questions, I'm not going to pull up the chat. Although I can see, like, comments popping up, I'm going to try to focus over here on the Q&A. So if you put your questions, if you have some questions about Q&A, if you have some questions about me, please put them over in the Q&A box. Okay. Thank you, Lori. I saw that. So last year, I started Life Coach School last fall, and I have been doing thought work with Corinne in PNP, OBS, and somewhere I was doing some research and I came across the concept of a universal truth. And I'm telling you this because it was like a light bulb, life changing for me. And it's your mama thought. So like a universal truth, when I heard that, it was like in every human brain across every race, every culture, every religion throughout time, like these are thoughts that every human has. And I was like, what? I mean, because I felt so personally attached and connected to not good enough. Like, I cannot tell you how I wore not good enough for so long and drug it with me with anxiety. I found all the evidence of how I wasn't good enough and went through the whole cycle of shame around it. So I feel really personally connected with you guys that I can't. I'm not in a log cabin. okay. So I feel really personally connected to this concept of your mama thought. And when you really get a chance to work on it, it can be life-changing. So when I heard this about a universal truth, I told myself, it's just programming. This is just programmed in my brain because it got the human race to where we are. And I just started detaching myself from not good enough, just telling myself that, you know, it's just programming and I can choose to believe this or not. And it never served me. Thinking I wasn't good enough was never going to turn out good enough. It was never going to be a good result if I'm thinking and feeling not good enough. So I just wanted to tie that in with a mama thought is a universal truth. And not good enough. So Corinne talks about the umbrella. And that's your overarching belief. That's your truth. And underneath that umbrella, you're going to have these little thought babies. And so your thought babies are just going to be these constant thoughts that you have. And you're going, Corinne calls them the old shitties, because you start noticing they're recurring. They're coming around on the regular, like old shitty, right? Just keeps coming around. So once you've identified that, we've got your definition of the thought baby. And a thought baby, oh, I saw audio. It's not me, right? Y'all can hear me, okay? Please tell me you can hear me. So a thought baby is something that you believe. Thank you, y'all. a thought baby you believe is true, and it runs in the background all day back in your habit brain. And it becomes your old shitty thoughts. And here's what's key about your old shitty thoughts. They're disempowering. Remember when I said, like, when I realized, like, it was never going to be a good result. When I realized that not good enough was this constant old shitty thought I kept having, that just started detaching myself. This is just bad programming. This is old programming. You know, this is Judy 2.0 is coming out now. So I just kept divorcing myself from that thought. So I'm going to pop. Y'all know I'm a little nervous. So saying it makes me feel better. So thought babies might sound like, they're whiny, they're bitchy. You're going to blame others, you know, how someone looked at you at dinner. You're going to make mean something about you, and you're going to get the pointless questions Corinne talks about, like, why am I so fat? Why am I this? You know, it's just, there are no good answers. You know, your brain's going to try and find an answer. The reason your brain is going to try and find an answer, your brain is going to try and find the evidence to prove this true, because you have in your habit brain, so somewhere back in there, it's called the reticular activating system. And that is, it's like a magnet, right? It's going to send out a signal, and you're going to find all the ways that you're not good enough. And you're just going to keep cycling through that, because that's what your brain is trained to do. That trains your habit brain. That's how you're able to drive to the mall, to the grocery store, to do those everyday common things you have to do. You need your reticular activating system. So why this is important? Oh, pointless questions. So at the end of the day, if you've been with old shitty, you've had your old thoughts, you're going to come home. You might come home, and it's going to feel something like you haven't given yourself a break all day, and you're going to not have the ability to sit through an urge. And here in our weight loss community, that's why this is so important to know and find your old shitty thoughts. So when you come home at the end of the day, you can have awareness of what's going on so that you can redirect your brain or give yourself the small breaks throughout the day so that you're not digging into the freezer to get the ice cream and find a spoon. Because when you're tired and you're worn out and you're angry and you're just stressed, you will not be able to sit through an urge, because like Fran says, an urge is really, it's just a feeling in your body. And that's a temper tantrum. And I didn't spell it out, but there you go. That's where you're going to have your bucket moments. So I'm going to leave it right here. I see some questions, and I want to be sure I get those answered before I move on. How do you even start figuring out your old shitty thoughts? So this is where you want to have your thought work. This is where the value, y'all, I can't tell you how many private clients I have had in the last 24 hours after, you know, going through Thought Bootcamp and filling out their discovery worksheets, that I've been able to help them, and they're having their own aha moments, finding their old shitty thoughts. And like, you know, so through coaching, it's just been a beautiful process to watch unfold. So that's how you're going to find them. You're going to do some thought work. And there's also the value in being coached. Like, I have coaching friends, we coach each other, and it just naturally helps help you discover your old shitty thoughts. Okay, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do once I answer the question, so I'm going to roll on. Okay, I'll tell you, I'm not in a log cabin or a sauna. This is my son's bedroom, and I did this wall. It's just a normal bedroom. He had a life-size wall mural, right? When he was little, it was like of the space shuttle going over the moon. And then we put one up, it was like a scene out of Hawaii. Well, here's the thing. Those wall murals are beautiful and amazing. but they are no fun to pull off. Like, I mean, literally we're pulling the sheetrock off. And so it's been a few years ago, and he was away at summer camp, and my husband and I decided to, I was like, we could do this, and it was so easy. So stained those and put them up and everything. Do you have any advice on how I cannot feel overwhelmed with a newborn? This is my first baby, and there are times when I feel like I can't accomplish anything, which makes me want to emotionally eat because I feel unproductive, even though I'm so busy taking care of a little human. You said that last sentence right there. Like, can I say your name, Nicole? Really, you have a newborn baby. You are having like the human experience, getting to be a human, a mama to a little human. And so overwhelm is your brain is just needs to take one little action, what one little thing, because the cure for overwhelm is going to be just doing something. And you could set an agreement with yourself, like, well, today I'm going to make a 24-hour plan, or today I'm gonna you know, move the books on this shelf, something to get you going and feeling like you've accomplished something. But really, you've accomplished growing a human baby in your body and taking care of it. And that's just a thought that you're unproductive. You're taking care of a baby. That would be my advice to you right there. Anonymous, there's a post in the main page today with women in bikinis who were not a size zero. All I could think was, oh my gosh, how awesome are they? But I can't ever do that. For the first time, first of all, why not? Why can't you do that? It's just a choice, right? You can wear a bikini. I can never do that. For the first time in my life yesterday, I wore a singlet top. Hey, there you go. Do I just keep journaling TDLs and models on this? How do you challenge such strong emotions about your body? First of all, let's just not even call them strong emotions, okay? You have thoughts about your body. And look at the progress. What I see is you've already made progress. You are wearing sleeveless tops. You went for the first time. Like, you celebrate yourself for that choice right there. And that is gold, my friend. You can take that to the bank. You want to keep doing more things like that. It's going to be those little steps forward. And buying yourself some comfort with your thoughts. Just keep moving forward. You can TDL, you can journal about it. But here's the thing, you want to take ownership of that feeling. You are bringing this on yourself with your thoughts and feelings. That's what I want to leave. You want to feel empowered, take authority over that voice that's telling you that you could never do that. You can do anything you want to do. It's just a choice. Just change your thoughts. thank you, Maya. Maya told me I don't even look like I'm nervous. Katrina. Oh, sorry. What do I do if my old shitty thought is a memory and not really a sentence? Memories with my ex that won't go away. Here's what I'm going to tell you about your brain. So the past lives in your brain. That's the only place it lives. You are bringing it to life every day by revisiting. So what I hear you saying is you would like to have the ability to not think about your ex, right? It won't go away. And you're going to tell yourself, you're going to give yourself some compassion and say, that won't go away yet. And you're going to, I'm working on letting go of my memories of my ex. Like, do your work around this, whatever the sentence. What do I do if my old shitty thought is a memory? So I guess you are programming that every day by starting your day out with your husband. Start out your ex-husband. sorry, start out with something new. Like today's the day I'm gonna not think about my husband. That's just a thought. Every time he comes in, that's just old programming. Moving on. Hope that helps. Is old shitty replacing fact thinking? I do not know the answer to that. I should know that right off the top of my head, but if I tried to translate, it's like going from English to French to Spanish right now in this moment, so forgive me. Maybe you'll put that in Ask Coaches. You get on the main website. Maybe, but I would get an answer from Ask Coaches. I'm curious. Anonymous asks, did you do No BS and Life Coach School at the same time? I can't afford both. Which would you recommend for more thought work? Wow. Okay. Well, here's the thing. What is thought work? It's the questions, right? I'm going to tell you, Corinne has the deck loaded on the website with all of her classes. Have you been to the bonus courses? Like, I'm not sure what I can say. That's very, you know, I guess it depends on your objective too. Like, do you want to become a life coach? Well, maybe that's the route you want to go. Are you looking for personal development? I would stick with No BS. Like, how's that for an answer? Corinne has the best programs around, and she is constantly refining. I can tell you that from, like, Life Coach School is great. Corinne's great. How's that? Jen, what are your strategies? This is getting kind of fun now. Okay. What are your strategies on getting it together after returning from vacation? My thoughts are a hot mess. First of all, I wouldn't be telling myself my thoughts were a hot mess. Start there. And I can't seem to reel them in. Okay. That, first of all, we're going to take authority over that thought. You know, that's just some old thinking that you've done. Moving forward, what can you do? It's turned into an old shitty cyclone since Saturday. Okay. You just decide. You make a decision. You have got to commit. Like, do you want it? And then you just make a step forward. And you're kind to yourself. And you're doing this because you love yourself, because you want to improve your life. Whatever it is that makes you go, that doesn't have, you know, a negative edge to it. Not because you have to, but because you want to. Because let me tell you, I love my 24-hour plan. I never knew going into this program. I knew it was gold when I heard Corinne. I can tell y'all my story about finding Corinne. But you want to, I just got distracted by the thing down there. Don't you just love how honest I am right off the bat? So, you want to do this because you love yourself and because it's the best thing going. And I never knew that this was creating a new way to take care of myself, because I was all in it about the number. I was just like you guys. I wanted to lose some weight. And I didn't know that creating a 24-hour plan and doing thought work would turn me into a happier mom, a better person, that I would be in turn helping other people lose weight. So get it together after your vacation. Just do it. It's just like stepping over a room. All you have to do is make a choice, and you just keep making that choice. You just keep making the choice. Oh. So I do have a dress on, and I have sweat rolling down my legs, just so you. Just saying it. All right. I feel like I am channeling my Korean. Like, that's how comfortable I feel. Can anonymous attendee asks, can practicing new clean thoughts replace old shitty? Yes. Or do I need to clean up old shitty first? Okay. I have old shitty thoughts that I'm broken. Can I just keep telling myself I'm not, use ladder thoughts to get over it? Okay, let's break this down. First of all, you're going to have to stop telling yourself you're broken. You are not broken, and that is not serving you. It's just like me telling myself I'm not good enough. you're just going to have to say, that's some old programming. That's a broken record. Delete. That's some old bullshit. That's what Corinne would say, right? Like, let's just start right there. And in the morning, you know, just say, when you hear that thought, whatever it is, if you have it in your journal, that's just a thought I'm thinking. I keep thinking I'm broken, and I just keep thinking that I'm becoming someone who believes in herself and sees herself whole. Like, that is something like I really like to step into. Yeah, I had some work to do around my son last year, and ooh, I could get emotional here. And I kept thinking he was broken. He had had a rough time. I'm like, that was a C. And as the mom, I was heartbroken, and I thought he was broken. And once I started seeing my son as perfect and whole, exactly as he was, that was like the turning point to the change in relationship and how I saw him and how we communicated and how moving forward, how just getting rid of that thought that you are broken. You are perfect and whole exactly as you are, and you are capable. You can ladder yourself out of this every single day. That's what I'm going to tell you, Anonymous. Woo! Hey, MJ. There are so many thought babies throughout the day. What can I do to help myself better so that by the end of the day, I'm not exhausted with white knuckling all day and then binge at night through making supper? It's usually fear of messing up or not being good enough. Inward. I-word. L-word? I don't know what that says. Okay. First of all, I love that you have awareness that you're having these thought babies throughout the day. And here's what I'm going to offer you. You are like living the life of old shitty. This is what I hear. This white knuckling experience that you're exhausted and I'm white knuckling all day. So you need to give yourself a break during the day. Are you decompressing before you sit down to eat your food? Are you giving yourself 5 minutes to just sit and be with your thoughts? What kind of break are you giving yourself throughout the day? Are you doing a doable plan? Are you trying, you know, chicken and broccoli or whatever it is? So fear of messing up or not being good enough. Now that tells me that's your mama thought, right? That one's your overarching belief. If it's not good enough, then you just gonna start just not good. That's no, we're not doing that. That's how did I say that? It's just some old programming for old human brains. You have a new human brain that is not serving you. Just look for all the ways you are good enough. The more you start putting your brain to work on seeing how you're good enough, the more you're going to pull yourself up and forward out of this. It's not true. I'm going to tell you right now, here's the other thing. It's not true. You get to decide what's true. Why do you want to decide? No, none of us need to decide that you are not good enough. Stop it. You just got to stop it. Sorry. Tell us your story about finding Corinne. Okay. Oh, my word. I'm going to try to talk fast. So I had my gallbladder out when I was 20. I had lost 50 pounds. And here's the thing. I'm going to tell y'all, I'm always going to be talking about gallbladders. So it's a hormonal response in the body. Like on autopsies, like 78% of women have gallstones when you die. It's just whether or not you have symptoms or not. So things like losing weight quickly, having a baby, getting diabetes, these are hormonal triggers that will trigger the gallstones to come up in your body or, you know, for you to have the symptoms. So anyway, I have a gallbladder out when I was 20. How is this getting to Corinne? Okay. So I was chronically deficient on my vitamin D. I just found out my mother had dementia, and I had my blood work come back, you know, I was in metabolic syndrome. Like, I was looking to save my life. And I was thinking, well, vitamin D is a fat soluble vitamin. What can I do to get oil in? I'm thinking, like, is this a bile problem? Because bile carries, it emulsifies the fat to get the nutrients out in your body. So I start Googling around. I just start Google, and I end up with medium chain triglyceride, right? It's absorbed in the small intestine. And I thought I hit the jackpot right there because I don't need bile to get that oil in my body. And I thought if I took my vitamin D supplement with my MCT oil, it would be helpful. So I ended up going down YouTube, and I chose Corinne's thumbprint, you know, her little stamp thing, her photo, because it had the best lighting. Because you know when you go down YouTube and you're like, oh God, that lighting's terrible, I'm not going to go there. So that's how I chose her. And like, I literally, like, off YouTube, and she just kept going, and I kept going, and then there was an opening, and the rest is history. How's that? Okay. I have beat myself up for so long. Even when I have a good day, I have a difficult time giving myself credit for it. My old shitty thought of not being good enough is always there. How long does it take to give it up? Here's my thing. What if it never goes away? If you have awareness of this thought, you're just going to have to, like, saddle up, and it's coming along for the ride. And this is where you have to keep your talk going. You have to keep your journaling going, and you have to redirect whatever it is, whatever you can come up with in your brain. If it's Corinne's old shitty, if it's the universal truth that every human brain has this, and I don't want it. I don't need it. You get to decide if you want this, because it's a choice. I'm here to tell you it's not true. Your brain is making it true. Welcome, Judith. Thank you, JS. Sometimes I think I'd do better with weight loss if I wanted it more, or if I had a better reason, but I don't want to. I'm sorry. Like, my glasses are fogged up. I'm sweating that much. Okay. Dang, Corinne, I feel for you now. I don't know if Corinne's watching. Thank you. I'm going to start at the beginning. Sometimes I think I'd do better with my weight loss if I wanted it more, or if I had better reasons, but I don't want to have to wait until some major life event forces me to take action. Do you have any advice about what to tell myself anymore? Like, look, JS, what are you waiting for? Just do it. Like, just know that the ultimate act of loving yourself and showing up for yourself is leaning into believing that there are no better reasons than the fact that you want it. I mean, is there anything better than that? You deserve to get what you want. And it's a major, you don't have to wait for major life event to take action. You can take action today. And you take action tomorrow. And you take action. Y'all, you'll hear a lot of talk in Facebook or communicating, like, you just keep moving forward. And I can remember hearing that as a newbie, and I'm like, what? What are you talking about, y'all? What are they talking about, this just keep moving forward? And then before you knew it, I was saying, well, just keep moving forward. Just keep moving forward. So, best wishes to you. Just keep moving forward. You have a perfect human brain, and if you can manage your thoughts and redirect, use your, what was it Corinne called it, your 5 a.m. brain. This one, your front brain, your prefrontal cortex. That's where all your dreams and your goals and the things you want to do in life are stored up here. So you just keep redirecting. It's there. You just got to keep waking it up. Okay, Lara, what are some new thoughts I could use for my old shitty belief about dating? I have fixed so many beliefs about myself, but I have, well, look, Lara, okay, you have a thought, there is no one for me. Now, if I program that in my reticular activating system, right, somebody said, you know, What is your brain? Your brain's not going to see anyone. You need to say something like, and that's just some bullshit I'm thinking. And something like, you need to channel some grin, like that is some bullshit. You're going to have to do, yeah, totally. Why are you stuck? Get yourself unstuck. I bet if you posted that one over in the Facebook group, you would get the ladies smarter than me that work sweating bullets running down their legs. Who could answer better? Oh, okay. This is going to be the last one, y'all. 6:30, it fell right in time. Hashtag ask. And I recognize this name, but I don't know who it is. And we talked the other day, shops a lot. Do you have to read the chat? Do you have to read the chat comments as well as the Q&A? Should we only put questions in this section? Is it easier? Okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you for your support tonight. So here's the thing. This is what I was told, because this is my first one. Kathy told me to watch the Q&A. So that's what I'm doing. I'm watching the Q&A. She said, don't even go into the chat if your Q&A is busy. And my Q&A was busy. I did a little teaching, did a little talking. Jean Banning! Oh, thank you. Now I know. So that's it. That's how it goes. So when you see me on like Corinne's coaching call, you use hashtag ask in the chat when Corinne has a moderator. Corinne, I think Corinne will always have a moderator. I think that's how it goes. And like when MJ and Kathy are coaching, they are doing their own calls. So they'll do both. I'm just not quite there yet. But so listen, 32 minutes. Y'all, thanks so much. Get in there. Get into Old Shitty. Do your discovery worksheets. If you are clueless, get in there and do your discovery worksheets. Start finding your Old Shitty thoughts. Get some coaching. Show up to the calls. Y'all are awesome. Thanks so much. I don't know how to end it, but we're going to figure it out.